just noticed it's not on the program.
Boy, it's hard to find good help. No, we're just joking. As sorry about that, folks, as we're back here for girls basketball as the Sioux High girls basketball team plays in the district championship as the Blue Devils are in the district title game for the sixth time in 7 years as the Sioux High girls will be taking on the Nagani Miners to the District 33 Division II championship game as the Blue Devils will take on Nagani. This is uncharted waters for the Blue Devils. Oh no, not being here. That's not it. It's not being favored. The powerhouse Nagani Miners come calling to the Sioux High gym here tonight as on paper, this is a mismatch. Man, a lot of people have told Pat Bennett in the community, boy, you're going to get waxed tomorrow night. Actually coming up to him, well, it's been a, you know, you made a district final, but it'll be all over after Friday. And they actually have, there has been people that actually have said that to him around here because looking at it on paper, Nagani, of course, is a powerhouse coming in. But that's why they play the game. This is a young Blue Devil team that doesn't flinch. And when they play anyone, they'll play anyone anytime, anywhere. And they will not flinch here tonight. And with that, good Friday night basketball fans. I'm Dave Watson alongside my partner, Ray Bell. And here as we are, Ray, at the Sioux High Gym, it's the Division II District 33 championship game of girls basketball. And Ray, with all the accolades the Blue Devils program received this, for this team, getting to this game this season with this team and with a team that's undersized, led by two freshmen. You never know when you get a freshman. The senior leadership took them a little while to come to the party, but we certainly saw it the other night in the district semifinal against Escanaba. And here they are playing in their sixth district title game in 7 years. Pretty darn impressive for this team here to get to this game here tonight.
Oh, very impressive. I know I told you off the air at the end of last year that I thought there was going to be a big drop, but I mean, the two freshmen have been phenomenal. Pat's done a fantastic job of molding the team, and part of the journey getting to this point is figuring out the strength and weaknesses of your team and your players and getting them to fit and play well, very cohesive. Pat's always, his team's always played great defense. They're good at shutting down players and playing lockdown defense. The offense has come along and they've gotten used to who can shoot from outside, who can drive, who's a combo player, and who can score inside.
The Nagani Miners have been the class of the Upper Peninsula and perhaps the state of Michigan all year, 22-1. The one loss was to their arch rival, the next town over from them, the Ishpeming Hematites. Ishpeming has one loss, and that was to Nagani. The Miners woodshed in Kingsford on Wednesday night, 72-34. In that game, Ella Mason, the top Nagani player, scored, became the all-time leading scorer in Nagani girls basketball in that game. She's a player that has played all 4 years at the varsity level. We saw her 2 years ago in the regionals up in Manistique. She is a tremendous player. Meanwhile, Sioux High the other night erased an 11-point Escanaba halftime lead after a dreadful second quarter. Many turnovers for Sioux High. Second half, complete opposite. They had a shutdown second half. Liza Fazari really started to really take over, and then the two freshmen in the fourth quarter, they shut the door, Annika Orzelski and Piper Bell, and just a great effort to come back from 11 down.
Yeah, Annika actually did a lot of excellent things that don't show up on the scoreboard. She did a great job of shutting down Escanaba's big player that scored 43 points the game before, made her really struggle from inside, and she played with confidence with the ball outside. And Piper Bell had a phenomenal second half after a kind of shaky first half.
53-49, Sioux High won that game over Escanaba. The winner of this game will move on to the Region 9 semifinals in Manistique against the winner of the District 34 championship game that's already 45 minutes old between Kingsley and Petoskey in P-Town going on right now. That regional semi will be Monday night at 7 o'clock in Manistique. When we return on the tip-off show, we'll be back in 2 minutes with the head coach of Sioux High girls basketball. That's Pat Bennett, and we'll hear from Pat when we return. You're listening to Sioux High girls basketball on the official radio home of Sioux High athletics. We cover them all. That's why we call ourselves the official radio home, from football to girls and boys basketball, hockey to baseball, softball in the spring. We are the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics. Back in 2 minutes with Pat on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Tip-Off Show. We're, of course, at the Sioux High Gym for the Girls Basketball District 33 championship game here tonight. We're joined by Sioux High Blue Devil Girls Basketball Head Coach Pat Bennin. And Pat, another district final appearance for Sioux High Girls here. It's been several.
It has, but, you know, I think this might have caught a few people by surprise this year. You know, I said it, I think, in the pregame last on Wednesday. A lot of people have doubted us all year, didn't think this would be a down year, you know, a rebuild year, and it has in ways, but these kids have exceeded expectations every step of the way. They've stepped up, you know, throughout, and, you know, we're here, and that's what I told them today. We're here. Nobody expects us to be here but ourselves. We thought from the beginning of the year we could get here, and there was probably a lot of people with 16 minutes left to go on Wednesday thinking, oh, boy, start figuring out your post-game speech for these seniors. And you know what? They responded. They never quit. And that's the thing. I felt like that game is a microcosm of our season, up and down and all around. But in the end, we found a way to figure it out.
And the whole season, you know, I said to you, like you said, well, you said to me off the air, were you surprised that we're here? And I said, well, if it was after the Alpena game on the road, I would have said, no, absolutely not. But the way they finished, they struggled a little bit. Then that gave you a pause. But that's typical of a team like this because, you know, it's been a growing process the whole season. And like you said, Wednesday night, you're down by 11. The kids responded in that second half. And to get to this game is just, you know, a huge boost for this program of where it's at right now as far as you knew what you had coming in. But I look at tonight, Pat, and there's no pressure here. I mean, really for the kids. I mean,
you want to go get my pregame? Because that's basically what I'm telling them tonight.
Well, you always said you and I think alike in a lot of these cases.
It really isn't, and you know, and I mean, it's been an enjoyable year. It's been, you know, I mean, it is a struggle at times, and it's youth. I mean, we're young, and even our senior leadership is young, learning how to be leaders because they've never had to be one. And I thought, you know, that was probably the biggest smile I had all year was watching Liza finish out that game against Escanaba. And that was a culmination of she did it down in Alpena. She did it at Traverse City West. She had all the confidence in the world. And afterwards I said, were you worried? She said, no, I had done it in Alpena where I had hit 6 of 7. She's like, I had all the confidence in the world that I was going to hit those two free throws and ice the game and win it. And you know, if you could have been in the locker room afterwards, just to see that jubilation and just that pure excitement from these kids, and it's a feeling, you know, I thought, you know, over the last couple of years, we've been expected to be here. We've been expected right to win these games. You know, this game, like that game there was not an expectation. It was a wild card, and just to see that excitement and hear the young kids say, man, this is fun. Like, this is what this is all about, and it is. This is what March is all about. And until you experience it, you have no idea. It's unlike anything else in sports. It's a one-and-done deal when you walk out on this floor.
To your point, and I said this in the post game to you the other night on Wednesday, that one of the best things I thought was, you know, you mentioned Liza, but you're all your seniors. And Liza leading the charge of, hey, we're not going down like dogs here tonight. We're going to battle and battle to the end. And, you know, that really said something because at the start of the year, we wondered where that veteran leadership would come from because you're asking different roles. Now we're seeing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, tonight we know we got a hell of a challenge in front of us. This is team's 22-1. They're you know, they're rated in the state in all the polls. They're very good. They're one of the favorites to win this. You know, Mick McCabe was saying this is the toughest district, you know, but Nagani's going to come out. There's a lot of doubters out there. And like I said, we're playing with house money tonight. They got to come here. They got to play on our court. We have very little pressure to win this game. They have all the pressure in the world. And trust me, I felt that last year when we had to win, you know, and we did it. Don't get
You've
me wrong.
You've been in Mike O'Donnell's shoes a few times.
It's tough. And it's something that I'm hoping they can get into, and whatever happens, these kids have done an outstanding job. We know what we have in front of us tonight, but as I told them, I've watched this team on film. This isn't juggernaut. They're very, very good, but they're also very beatable, and if we show up and play with confidence and do the right things tonight, hey, anything can happen, and at any moment, and we got a great opportunity. I hate to steal Herb Brooks, but out of great opportunities come great moments. They have an opportunity tonight.
Well, someone watched an old Disney movie lately. The Nagani Miners, not much, as you said, it needs to be said. Only one loss. That was to their arch rival Ishpeming, which is funny. Ishpeming's one loss was to
Nagani.
Deb, and they're the juggernaut in Division III. Ella Mason, one of the best players really in the state of Michigan, became the all-time leading scorer the other night in the win over Kingsford. It's not just her. You know, we've talked about it before, and any coach has told me this. You, Ray, and it don't matter who it is. If you have three quality players, I mean three shutdown players, a guard, wing, and in a post, you're going to be in pretty good position. They are, and they got, the Ryla girl that came back after a bad injury last year that sidelined her. That's really helped them. But it's Mason leading the charge, and they're a team that, from what I could see and what I've heard in my prep, is that they play at a frenetic pace.
They do, and you're going to see the other kid you got to watch is number 11, Aubrey Johnson. She's a great player, too. Mason and Johnson steal them. Ralia does a lot of little things. But, yeah, they're going to get after us. They're going to press us. It's going to be up and down the court. You know, I look at it, it's strength on strength a little bit. Our guards are our strength. Their guards are their strength. It's one of those matchups where I'd rather have this than a 6'2 kid that is inside, because let's face it, we don't have a lot of answers for that situation. Right,
well,
now.
And the big thing with them, they do the one issue they have is a similar one to Sioux High. They don't have a lot of size.
They don't, and you know they're going to play hard nosed defense. They're going to get after you. They're going to get in your face, and so we're going to have to take care of the basketball, play with a lot of patience, very similar to what we did in the second half against Escanaba. You know, control the tempo. I thought that second half, what we did is we attacked when we needed to, and we slowed down when we needed to, and we dictated that whole second half. That has to happen here tonight for 32 minutes.
As a good scorer as Mason is, I notice he loves to feed the post to that nerdy girl. I saw some film myself.
You get into my huddle account, you didn't tell me. If you started looking at the circles and the arrows I had pointed, I'm going to be a little bit worried.
No, TV6 had a big interview.
I don't know if you're going to start calling up the plays, but that'll be even better.
Let's go get them.
All right, thanks, Dave.
All right, that's the head coach of the Sioux High girls basketball, Pat Benham. We'll continue with more of the tip-off show in a moment on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Sioux High Gym Girls Basketball District 33 Championship game. We're in our tip-off show, Nagani and Sioux High, with a trip to the Region 9 semifinals and a district trophy to put in the trophy case on the line. A reminder, Coach's Corner from Applebee's tomorrow morning, 11.05 a.m. till noon. And, of course, on the corner, I'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Jerry Harwood and Dan Lasley from the Sioux AAA Indians hockey team will stop by. They finished the season last week at the AAA State Tournament, and Taylor will talk to the guys about the Indians hockey season. Also a second guest, it will be Matt Bathey, and Brimley beats Maplewood Baptist from Kinross tonight. We'll have all that and much more this week in high school sports. And what's on deck coming up on Coach's Corner from Applebee's, 11.05 a.m. till noon on Radio Sioux. Area teams of interest in action tonight. The aforementioned Brimley Bays in District 102 at the Harris Call Gymnasium in Rudyard will take on Kinross Maplewood Baptist. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. there. 101, it's in Newberry. Munising against Newberry, tipping off at 6. 103, St. Ignace is at Mac City at 6. Division 2, District 34. Kingsley takes on Petoskey. That started at 5. Winner of this game gets the winner there in the regionals on Monday night. District 35, Ludington, will take on Reed City and Big Rapids in the other half of that regional bracket that the winner of this game will be in. And in the 36, Shepherd takes on Clare at 7 and Standish, Sterling, Michigan. District 66, it is Harbor Springs taking on Burke River Harris at 7. And meanwhile, that is what's going on as far as in area teams and teams of interest in action. We will take a timeout and come back here with the lineups and the tip. It's the District 33 Championship of Girls Basketball. Nagani and Sioux High in the Sioux. We'll be back in 2 minutes on 1230 WSLO. Welcome back to the Girls Basketball District 33 Championship game as the Sioux High Blue Devils take on the Nagani Miners for this championship here tonight, as these two teams battle for a district championship in girls basketball. Winner will go to Manistique coming up, and that will be on Monday, as they will be, of course, in Manistique against the winner of Petoskey in Kingsley in the regional semifinals of girls basketball. A reminder, tonight's broadcast is an exclusive presentation of 1230 WSOO and the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Redistribution, retransmission of tonight's events without the express written consent of Sanford Communications and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. Lineup tonight for Nagani. They will go with number four, Callie Ryla. She's a guard and a senior. She missed last year with that ACL injury. She's back and healthy. Number 22, Madison Precool. And or Peckerell. Peckerell is a forward and a junior. Number 23, their best player, the starting point guard. She's a senior, Ella Mason. And Grace Nardi, number 33, she is a senior and at a low post position at the forward position. In the backcourt with Mason is Aubrey Johnson. Pat talked about her. She's a junior and a junior guard for Nagani. Sue High will go with the usual lineup of Izzy DeWilt, Liza Fazzari, Bella Smith, along with Danica Bergeron and Piper Bell, the young freshman, and we're ready for basketball. Sue High controls the opening tip, moving from left to right, as seen on the radio dial. They'll shoot at the north end basket in their home white uniforms with the blue numerals and the blue lettering. Nagani in the road blues with the gold trim and gold lettering and gold numerals. Sue High with the ball, left wing side. This is Piper Bell. Little crossover dribble. Nice move. Puts it up off the iron. No good for Piper. And back come the Miners, and they will come back the other way. Nagani will slow things up and bring the ball down. This is Ella Mason. Mason moves right wing side. Just as off now for the Miners. Gets it to Aubrey. Aubrey Johnson, left wing side, open for three. Mason, that's what she does. She moves around and she pops a three from the left corner.
Yep, she passed the ball, went, ran baseline off some screens, was wide open for the three.
That was a design play the whole way. It's 3-0 Nagani. Sue High with the ball, left wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. Dribble drive right hand, Izzy DeWilt. DeWilt back out to Bella. Bella Smith, right wing side, three-point arc. Liza Fazzari drives the wing, looks, kicks it out. Free throw line extended, Danica. Danica over to Piper. Piper Bell now looks for a seam. She backs off. Nagani very good defensively. Bounce pass back out to Fazzari. Fazzari towards half court. 6:50 to go, opening quarter. Pat Bennin talked about patience in the tip-off show interview. Up high in the post. This is Bella. Dishes off to Piper. There's a turnover. She couldn't hang on. Nagani will take over.
So Pat said he liked Johnson Nagani. She got a piece of that ball and forced that turnover. That's one of the little things he was talking about.
I mentioned Nardi, Mason, along those lines, and Ryla, and then he brought out the fourth one that he liked the best.
Yep.
Now Ella Mason hands off, and this is Aubrey. Aubrey Johnson. Johnson guarded there by DeWilt. Dribble drive left hand. Nice move, but she floats it too high. She wanted Peckerell in the low block. Sue High will get it back off the Nagani turnover.
And the Sue was lucky she floated that because Peckerell was wide open.
Full court press by the Miners. They're pesky defensively. Sue High breaks it. Here's Piper Bell in transition. She drives, bounce pass underneath. Underneath the basket, they'll put it up. Bella Smith, not a good shot for Sue High. Into the hands of the Miners. And now this is Mason. Mason with the ball. Back to Aubrey Johnson. Johnson hands off up top. This is Ryla. Now Callie Ryla, bounce pass near the Blue Devil logo to Mason. Mason on Piper Bell. Now she kicks it left corner. There's Johnson, air ball underneath now. There's a travel on Peckerell and a turnover for Nagani off the air ball missed by Aubrey Johnson.
And so far, Sue High looks isn't as efficient on the offensive end as the way they like.
Cross half court in the outlet. This is Izzy DeWilt. DeWilt for Sue High, back out to Piper Bell. 3-0 Nagani. We played just nearly 2 minutes of this one here, or 3 minutes. Now left wing side for a long two. It's in and out for Liza Fazzari. And now it's Nagani with the rebound as the Miners will bring the ball down the floor. This is going to be Johnson. Now Johnson dishes off. Now Peckerell works it around. Now they'll go down low. Good ball movement and all behind the back, underneath an odd angle, up and in for Peckerell. 5-0 Nagani. Long passer, Sue High, Danica. Danica gets across the timeline. Left wing side driving, Izzy DeWilt, whistle. And we have a stoppage and contact and a foul on the Miners. It will be Sue High ball on the floor underneath the basket. Mason, her first foul.
A nice job breaking the press that way, getting the ball diagonal across the trapping defense.
Bella at the free throw line, drives the left wing, kicks it out now. Back out to Piper Bell, under 5 minutes to go, opening quarter, 5-0 Nagani. Piper Bell drives the left lane, low floater up, it's short. Rebound, a battle for the loose ball. Piper Bell gets the ball. Now she'll kick it back outside. Now at the charity stripe, Fazari's shot no good. They fought, battle for the rebound, whistle contact. Ryla grabbed the rebound and a foul on DeWilt.
You know, I don't think Nagani can stop Piper. I think she can blow by her person anytime she wants.
Just a matter for her, Ray, of being able to connect. Full court press,
yes,
by Sue High. And back comes Nagani. They'll break the press. And now Johnson to Mason. Mason left wing side inside the perimeter. Kicks it out the charity stripe. Good ball movement to Ryla. Ryla with the ball. Bella Smith is on her. Bounce pass to Aubrey Johnson. Little crossover dribble in the left lane. It goes out the back of the head of Piper Bell. It's a turnover as Bella Smith picks it up. Here come the Blue Devils down 5-0 with 4:15 to go opening quarter.
And Nagani's being very aggressive in their defense, hedging, trying to take away the pick and rolls that Sue High likes to do.
DeWilt, Bergeron. Bergeron gets it over to Fazari. Fazari with the ball, right wing side on that perimeter. Mason's right on her. Swing pass left side, Bergeron. Free throw line extended, Piper Bell. She'll backpedal. Under 4 to go opening quarter, 5-0 Nagani. Now Danica. Danica, dribble drive right hand. Kicks it out, right wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. DeWilt. Now DeWilt. Backpedal, Sue High showing patience here. Whistle, Pat Bennett wants a timeout. 5-0, opening quarter. Nagani with the lead, 3:46 to go in the opening quarter, and Pat with the timeout, a wise timeout here.
Yeah, Nagani, when they run their offense, they have their point guard way up high, and they spread the floor. They have a much more motion getting people out three-point range or dumping the ball inside. Sue High, when they run their motion offense, they're more inside that three-point arc, and they're looking to do pick and rolls. Right now, Nagani's jumping out on the person with the ball, taking away the drive, and they're doing a very good job of then stopping the roller. So as far as battling of the defense and dictating tempo and style, Nagani's winning right now.
Out of the timeout, Sue High will come out. This will be at half court. Piper Bell in the inbounds, 5-0 Nagani. 3:45 left opening quarter of this district championship game. Danica Bergeron, double teamed. Now Danica kicks it out. Free throw line extended to DeWilt. DeWilt, this is Fazari. She nearly slipped. Back out to Bella. Bella Smith now. Piper Bell, dribble drive left hand. Now backdoor cutter. Bad pass. Ill-advised by Bell, and it's a turnover for Sue High. Here come the Miners. Right wing side. Crossover dribble. Mason stops and pops. Mid-range jumper off the iron there for Mason, and the rebound goes to Sue High as the Blue Devils will bring the ball down the floor, down 5-0. Fazari, right wing side, gets the ball to Bergeron. She'll drive in. She travels. Turnover, Blue Devils, third one.
Yep, she leaned in the girl to try and get position, but instead of leaning and stepping back, she just kept leaning and dragged her foot.
Blue Devils get a substitution in. Annabelle Fazari, who was outstanding the other night, comes in the game for Sue High, as does Annika Orszelski, who had a strong game. And now Nagani pushes the ball down the floor. Left wing side, Ryla fakes a three, gets around Bergeron, kicks it back out. Free throw line extended, there's Mason. It's short out the front half of the rim, and the rebound goes to Sue High. Blue Devils bring the ball down the floor. Now there's a turnover, but Fazari gets it back. Annabelle back outside it goes. Liza, 2.5 and change left opening quarter. 5-0 Nagani. Right wing side, Liza. Liza will direct traffic. On that right wing side, Mason now will start inching up on her defensively there. She's a very good defender. That gets really missed because she's so good offensively. And now it's knocked away by Nagani. It will be Sue High ball right in front of the students underneath our broadcast location. Now Piper Bell kicks it out. Liza. Liza with the ball, right wing side on the perimeter. Annika Orszelski, one dribble to the left hand. Up high in the post, this is Annabelle. So stop and pop, mid-range jumper. Sue High's on the board, off the glass for Annabelle Fazari.
And one thing she brings to the table is she's not afraid to look for offense on her own.
5-2 Nagani with 2 minutes to go, opening quarter. They'll kick it out now for the Miners. This is Kira Waterman in the game. Free throw line extended. There's Mason off the back iron. The rebound into the hands of Nagani. We get a whistle, contact made, and a foul on the Blue Devils.
And Pat's upset. He knew they had an opportunity to get the rebound and they didn't.
Nagani on the inbounds. He knows that when you have an opportunity tonight, you have to seize it.
Yes, you do.
Underneath the basket, Nagani in the inbounds. Now the Miners look. They're up 5-2. They kick it left wing corner now to Gretel Johnson. So stop, pop. It's off the front half. No good. The rebound went to Annabelle Fazari. Contact after the play on the floor. Foul Nagani.
Yep. Nagani got too close, and they're right back in their full court man. Nagani is really doing a good job of pressuring the ball and getting right in the grill off Suhai.
Full court press by the Miners. Here comes Suhai across half court. Liza Fazari in transition. Bounce pass. Annabelle. Shot blocked. Another chance, and this time the first one was a clean one. Second one, not so much. Foul on Claire O'Donnell, who's in the game for the Miners.
And again, Annabelle has zero fear. She sees an opportunity. She's going to take her shot.
Now Annabelle at the line, 5-2 Nagani, 1:45 to go opening quarter.
And this is opportunity you have to take advantage of when you're at the free throw line.
She gets the friendly hometown bounce off the rim.
We like that hometown bounce.
5-3 Nagani with a two-point edge.
Now she makes this one, Suhai can set up their press and maybe force a turnover.
And she makes it. It's a full court press, like Ray said. Nagani tries to break it across half court. It's swiped away. There's a turnover. Piper Bell with a great defensive play. Bell with the ball now. Right wing side, so move middle of the floor. 5-4 Nagani. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Anika with the ball. She'll roll off a screen. Free throw line extended. This is Annabelle. Now Fazari back out to Piper. A little crossover dribble in the lane. Whistle. And we have a foul on the floor. Foul on Nagani. 1:25 to go opening quarter. Suhai to inbound underneath. Liza to do the honors. That's the second one, Ray, on Ella Mason.
And that's probably a good foul because Piper had a lane to the basket.
And now the inbounding pass coming in here. Mason with two fouls. Interesting, Mike O'Donnell doesn't take her out in this situation this early in the game. Now they'll bounce pass, terrible bounce pass, turnover, Suhai gets it back. Danica, back out, it goes to Piper. Minute 20 to go, opening quarter, 5-4 the score, we get a whistle. And looks like a issue with the talking to the off-court officials. They'll do it over again and inbound it and right on the wing. Piper Bell, Liza Fazari. Minute 15 to go, opening quarter, 5-4 Nagani, blue double ball. Liza Fazari, crossover dribble in the lane, kicks it back outside to Danica. Danica stops, shot blocked. Good block by the Miners as they block that shot. Turnover by Suhai. Here comes Nagani. They'll push it down the floor, Ella Mason. A minute to go in the quarter, 1-point Miner lead. Now Ella Mason. Kicks it back outside, right wing side, Gretel Johnson. Back out, they'll work it around now, Claire O'Donnell. Left wing side now, this is Waterman. Waterman works it around over to Gretel. Now Gretel Johnson with it, back outside, free throw line extended. Teresa Anderson in the game. Mike O'Donnell really dipping into his bench. Now left wing side, they talked about the Miners having a little more depth than they've had in the last 2 years. We're seeing it now. Ella Mason. Mason rolls off a screen away from Piper Bell. They kick it right wing corner to Anderson. Anderson around Bergeron. Looking. There's 25 seconds left. Down low. Hook shot. No good for O'Donnell. Whistle. It goes out of bounds. Nagani ball. 20.8 seconds to go. Opening quarter. 5-4 Miners.
Hats off to Suhai. Nagani really spreads the floor and the Sioux is really staying with them.
Mason on the inbounds. Looking to inbound it, lobs it out. There's a steal by Suhai. Piper Bell. Here comes Bell in transition. Right-hand layup up and in, and Suhai has the lead. 6-5 Blue Devils, 13 seconds to go, opening quarter. Full court press by the Blue Devils. This is Ella Mason across half court. Mason left wing side, Bell's with her, and she bumps right into her as she was trying to front her off. A foul on Piper.
Yeah, you don't need a silly foul there.
No, and that was a silly foul.
Yeah.
5.3 seconds to go in the quarter.
Oh, you know what?
Oh.
It's on them.
Wow. What's he calling here? He called them. They put the foul.
Screen.
They did put the foul up to Piper. Now there's a shot for Liza. No good. That's the end of the quarter. 6-5. Suhai with a 1-point lead over the Monsters from Nagani, the powerhouse Nagani Miners. Suhai up by one. We'll be back. In 1 minute, you're listening to Girls Basketball District 33 Championship game here at the Suhai Gym. And we're back here with more action on 1230 WSOL. Back at the Suhai Gym after one quarter, the Blue Devils 6 in girls basketball, Nagani 5 in this District 33 Championship game. Suhai will get the ball at half court. Piper Bell to inbound the ball here. Both teams are going to retreat to the benches.
I'm guessing the foul was entered incorrectly, and they want to reset the clock.
Remember I said to you in the break, I said, they still have Piper Bell for the foul, and you said, remember, they Nagani turned it over. They called a moving screen when we thought it was a foul on Bell, but they never took the foul off for Piper. I wonder if that's it, to your point.
Yeah, I think it is, because this clock, you can keep track of the foul, so you got to reset that part of it.
So Pat Benham puts his athletic director hat on. It's kind of like a small town where he's the barber, the sheriff, and, you know, the
I don't want a bald guy, though, cutting my hair.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. The innkeeper.
Yeah.
Kind of like that Home Improvement episode where Tom Post was at the car rental, and we need a hotel, that he flips it over, and then he flips it over again.
Yeah, that's right.
That was when they did the episode about Kinross, and they were coming to the elf parade.
Yes.
One of the infamous Home Improvement episodes. Now they'll inbound it, and it will be Ella Mason across half court, right wing side, Piperville defense. Now Mason kicks it out. Suhai's up 6-5 early on second quarter. Aubrey Johnson puts up a shot, whistle on the play. We get a foul on the wing on the Blue Devils.
And that was a really good drive by her. She tucked the ball on her hip as she went up and created an opportunity where Suhai had the foul and let her get a shot off.
Two fouls for Izzy DeWilt, sending Aubrey Johnson to the charity stripe for Nagani. She connects.
And FYI, if we were keeping track, Pat Bennett took his jacket off like 2 minutes into the first quarter. So
6-6 game. Second one is no good for Johnson, as she makes one, misses one, and the rebound goes to the Blue Devils. They'll bring the ball down the floor as Suhai is in a tie game, 6-6, up high in the post. Bella to Annika. Annika now gets it to the right wing, Danica. Danica Bergeron back outside to Piper Bell, 7:25 to go here in the second quarter, 6-6 game. Danica Bergeron up high in the post. Bella Smith. Now Smith. Smith drives the wing. She'll pump fake, put it up and into the foul for Bella Smith. To the charity stripe she goes.
I think for Suhai to win, Bella and Annabelle have got to be aggressive and take the ball at the basket to make Nagani play honest, because they're doing a great job of taking away those cutters.
Foul is on Nagani, and it will go to Grace Nardi. That will be her first. Bella Smith at the charity stripe. Three-point opportunity. That's good for Suhai. Blue Devils are up 9-6 on Nagani with 7:15 to go here in the half. Now it's going to be the Miners with the ball. Number four, Callie Ryla. Ryla to Ella Mason. Now back out to Aubrey Johnson. She turns the ball over. Went rolling right to Danica. Here come the Devils in transition underneath. Bella puts it up. Offensive foul on Bella and the Blue Devils.
You know what? You live with that as a coach. I like how Bella got the ball. She was calm, went to the basket. Block charge, it's a 50-50 call. Good for Bella to make the aggressive move.
Callie Ryla with the inbounds. Full court press by Suhai. 9-6 Devils, and there's a turnover. It was a bad pass. Danette's intercepted. Piper Bell for three. It's short off the rim. Mason with the rebound for the Miners as they'll push the ball down the floor. Ella Mason. Mason left wing side. Kicks it out. Ryla. Ryla back out, free throw line extended. Low block they go, kick it back outside. Now they'll drive the lane. Johnson back out around a Peck roll. Peck roll bow back number four. This is Ryla. Ryla throws it underneath. It's off of Suhai's Bergeron. Nagani ball.
And you can see right now the players in Suhai are feeling much more confident. Now Nagani looks a little bit rattled on the offensive end.
Underneath, Miners on the inbounds. They kick it out left wing side. Now it's Grace Nardi. Nardi up high on the post. Mason stops and pops. It's no good for Mason. And the rebound goes to Suhai. Blue Devils will bring the ball down the floor as Suhai across half court. This is Liza Fazari. Swing pass now. Olszewski. Free throw line extended. Bella. Bella right wing side. Liza. Liza now looks. Dribble drive left hand. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Now she'll look, kick it back out, Piper. Piper drives the wing, stops and pops in the lane. It's no good. The rebound, Nagani with the ball. Miners now will bring it back. Ella Mason grabs that rebound for the Nagani Miners. And now across half court, there's another turnover by Nagani. Bell, but she travels, says the referee. And Pat Bennon can't believe it as Nagani will get the ball back. She was trying to come up from her knees there, and they call the turnover.
And Pat's arguing that she was dribbling the ball as she was coming up.
Travel on Bell after the turnover. And now this is Nagani with the ball. Miners, Aubrey, Now this is Ella. Ella Mason, crossover dribble, rolls off a screen from Bell, kicks it out to Ryla. Ryla now up top, Aubrey Johnson. Johnson with 5.5 and chains to go in the quarter and a 9-6 Sioux High lead. Now Aubrey Johnson back out to Ella. Ella Mason will direct traffic now, get it back to her veteran guard. Mate, that's Aubrey. Now Ryla for three. It's off the glass, no good. Rebound Sioux High, and here come the Blue Devils. They turn it over. There's Johnson. Easy layup up and in.
Yeah, Bergeron went to go behind the back, and she lost the ball, and unfortunate there.
You can't be cute in a game like this.
No.
Cross half court, Liza, 9-8 the score. Sioux High by one. Danica rolls off a screen, kicks it out now. Works it around, Liza. Liza, backdoor cutter. Olszewski's there. It's short off the rim. Off the rim it goes into the hands of the Negaunee Miners as they'll bring the ball down the floor. Ella Mason. Mason across half court. Left wing side, Aubrey. Johnson, right hand shot up and in. I see why Pat likes her.
Yeah, she's been the best player on the floor for Negaunee.
4.5 and chains left in the second quarter, 10-9. Negaunee retakes the lead. Piper Bell, swing pass now. Liza rolls off a screen, drives the left wing, gets the ball back, puts it up and in for Sioux High.
And Liza's getting her confidence. She's figured out she can get past these girls. Nice drive to take it to the hole.
11-10 Blue Devils, 4:15 to go in the half. Negaunee with the ball, Aubrey Johnson, swing pass in the bounce. Ryla underneath, whistle on the play, blocking foul on Sioux High with 4:10 to go in the half, and 11-10 Sioux High lead. The other thing, along with Pat already taking the sweater off, that tie the other night, when he came up here, was drenched. It was like it went dipped in water. It was completely drenched when he dropped it on the table here. Now I hope
the table was cleaned up after he came.
Yeah, I hope they use sanitizer. Now right wing side, there's a shot short for Negaunee, and the rebound goes to Sioux High. Piper Bell, back come the Blue Devils. This is Piper. Piper with the ball, 11-10 Sioux High, 3:55 to go in the half. Little jutter step there. She goes down to Fazari. Fazari, right wing side, so stop, bounce pass, wide open, Bella. The shot no good. Rebound, Negaunee. Miners come down with it now, as that shot for Bella won't go. And back come the Miners, an 11-10 Sioux High lead. Cross half court, Aubrey Johnson, dribble drive left hand. Little floater down low, shot no good, and a foul on Danica Bergeron. Going to the line will be Kira Waterman.
Danica was kind of like no man's land. There was going to be contact, and she was in a position where she was going to get the foul called on her.
To the line will be Negaunee's Waterman. Munising 13-9 at the half, leading Newberry in the District 101 championship game. First free throw for Waterman is good. Thank you, Moose, for getting us that update. Mark San Angelo working our variable resistors for us. Now the first free throw was good. Waterman in the second one. That one will go as well for the Miners.
Negaunee has figured out that Bell's got speed. They're sending two people at her in transition to slow her down.
12-11. Negaunee retakes the lead. 3:25 to go in the half. Left wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. Piper Bell, a little backdoor cutter. Annabelle there, shot is short. It wasn't a good pass, but she did nearly make it there as Negaunee will bring the ball down the floor for the Miners. Now Negaunee gets the ball around. Aubrey Johnson over to Anderson. Anderson has Fazari on her. That's Annabelle down low. Waterman shot no good, and a travel on Kira Waterman. Sioux High ball.
Yeah. When post players get nervous in the post, they tend to get happy feet, and that's what she did.
12-11 Miners, Sioux High ball. Blue Devils in the inbounds. It will be Piper Bell to do the honors. Now Piper looks, floats it into Liza. Liza Fazari will walk the ball up the floor for Sioux High with 3 minutes to go in the half and a 12-11 Negaunee lead. Fazari, right wing side, a foot outside the perimeter. Annabelle with the ball, and now they'll go Annika, rather. Annika Olszewski, now to Bella. Bella Smith kicks it out to Piper. Piper now retreats for the ball. Crossover dribble up top as she's defended there by Aubrey Johnson, to make that number 12. That's Gretel Johnson. And now back out to Annabelle. Annabelle now, she's tightly in the play there, and that's a violation, a five-second violation. She held the ball too long. She tried to get it down low, though. It was great defense by O'Donnell. Negaunee ball.
And the other thing is she's not used to having the ball on the wing like a guard.
So away, she was, away from the basket.
Yeah, she was set up in a kind of a no-win scenario.
Nagani now on the inbounds on the wing. 12-11 Miners. 2.5 to go here in the half. Miners will push the ball down the floor. It's Gretel Johnson. Johnson defended by Fazeri. And that's Liza defending. Now Gretel hangs on to it. Kicks it out to Ella Mason. Mason with the ball now. Mason left wing side wide open. Gretel Johnson for three. That's good from downtown.
Shooting like that, you better not leave her open. That was nothing but net. That was an excellent shot.
15-11 Nagani. 2 and change to go here in the half. Now this is Liza. Liza with the ball. She'll backpedal. 2 minutes left in the first half of play. Now Liza. Anika. Anika dribble drive. Reach in foul there by O'Donnell.
Yeah, every time Suhai sets a screen, Nagani jumps out the hedge to slow down the person. That time they step too hard and hit the person.
On the floor foul. Claire O'Donnell her first. Anika Orshelski underneath the Suhai basket will inbound. 1:57 to go in the half. 15-11 Nagani. Now it's Orshelski on the wing. Bella. Bella with the ball, kicks it out, Piper Bell. Piper now to Liza. Liza Fazeri, dribble drive right hand up top on the perimeter, about middle of the floor. 1:45 to go in the half, 4-point Miner lead, 15-11. Left wing side on the perimeter, Anika, dribble drive right hand. At the charity stripe, this is Annabelle. Now out to Liza. Right wing side, little backdoor cutter, there's Annabelle. Nice move to the right hand, shot is short, deserved a better fate there for Annabelle. And here come the Miners as though bring the ball down underneath. They lob it. It's knocked out of bounds. Yeah, off of Nagani. Great hustle by Bella Smith to get down there defensively. Suhai ball.
And excellent work by the official. The one official called it off. Suhai, the trailing official, saw it went off Nagani at the last minute.
And he quickly went over for a second opinion, too, and he heard him holler. And yes, he pointed to him, and they said, nope, the other way, to your point.
Yes, very good officiating.
15-11 Nagani, timeout on the floor.
I think the speed and athleticism of Suhai has shocked Nagani because you can see they're kind of a little more rattled this quarter. Nagani isn't really that good at the fast breaks. A couple of times they've tried, Suhai has forged turnovers on them.
Well, they have talked, Mike O'Donnell, head coach, about their pace and how they like to play up tempo. And he even said with a smile in the one interview I saw, we like to play and cause chaos. And they're used to doing that. And I don't think they're used to teams on their schedule that like to play up tempo and don't have a problem doing that like Suhai.
Yeah. The one thing that might be a factor is he has used more players than Pat. That could be wear them down in this third and fourth
lob
quarter.
Lob pass across half court for Suhai. It's Anika. Anika Orshelski kicks it back out. There's a turnover stolen by Nagani. Now driving the wing, that's Waterman. Nearly fell out of bounds. Gets it to Anderson on the wing. Pull-up jumper up and in for Teresa Anderson. Their largest lead for Nagani, 17-11. Suhai struggling a bit like they did in the second quarter against Escanaba the other night. The only difference, you don't want to go down 11 to this team going into the locker room. And a whistle and another turnover.
Offensive foul on somebody.
They haven't put it on the board yet. 1:02 to go here in the half in a 17-11 Nagani lead. Miners on the inbounds. And now they'll kick it into the backcourt. Miners will walk the ball up the floor. Cross half court. They'll go over to number 12. That's Gretel Johnson. Nice move in the lane. Bounce pass Waterman up. No good, but a foul.
Good adjustment by Nagani. Now as they drive, they're going to that 13-foot range. Suhai's coming at them. Little bounce pass and getting the ball down low to their forwards. I'd say bigs, but they're not very big, just like the Sioux.
Waterman to the line. Annabelle with the foul, her first for Annabelle Fazeri. First free throw up and in for Waterman. 3-for-3 from the charity stripe for Kira. Ella Mason will get a breather for the last 51 seconds of this half. Now Waterman, first free throw good, second one. That rattles home as well, and it's 19-11. Nagani with the lead, their largest lead is 8, with 50 seconds to go in the half, and Suhai turns it over again. Miners with the ball at the charity stripe. Aubrey Johnson puts it up right hand, no good. Rebound, changes hands. Miners with it now as Johnson comes down with it. And Aubrey now kicks it back outside. They'll work it around over to Madison Precool. Peck roll now underneath. Loose ball, rugby scrum ensues. Bell tries to come up with it. Jump ball, possession arrow, Suhai. 28.4 seconds to go in the half, 19-11 Nagani.
A good defense there by Sioux High. They're doing a good job of collapsing in the middle there.
Blue Devils on the inbounds. Piper Bell. Bell kicks it up, inbounding pass to Eliza. She gets fouled immediately by Gretel Johnson.
And Nagani had two people on Liza, and she did a real good job of getting open, but the downside of that is sometimes you get the foul called on you.
Inbounding pass, Sioux High with the ball. They'll push it up the floor. This is across half court now. The Liza Fazzari with 18 seconds to go. Fazzari drives the wing. Whistle, they call a travel on Liza, and it's Nagani ball.
Yeah, she had made her mind up to take the ball to the rack, and there were two Nagani players just waiting, and she tried to get the shot off and traveled.
19-11 Miners, 14.2 seconds to go in the half. There's an inbounding pass to Aubrey Johnson. Johnson hangs on to it, gets it over to Anderson. Anderson to Ella. Ella brings it down. Ella now stops. Looked like she traveled. She did. And it's Sioux High ball with 4.8 seconds to go in the half. 19-11 Miners. Sioux High will have to go the length of the floor here. Piper Bell on the inbounds.
Yeah,
now
they're going to switch
Liza.
Yeah, they're going to get the ball to Piper, and she'll take it coast to coast.
Now Piper gets the ball, nearly knocked away. They're doing a better job this quarter on Piper defensively. Gretel Johnson in particular, she knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, and then she's got help on the backside coming, so there's really two people on Piper.
Now Piper with the ball. She runs into Johnson, and a blocking foul on Nagani and Aubrey Johnson. Her first.
You know, that's that bang-bang play. You could have called that either way.
Right. Liza on the inbounds. 1.1 seconds to go in the half, and they'll get Aubrey out of the game, and Callie Rilo will come back in. Annika Oshelski on the inbounds.
That was her third foul. That's a coaching mistake to leave her in that aggressive with.
Now the inbounder to Bella, and the whistle, and the horn sounds. That's the end of the quarter. And it's 19-11, just like that. Nagani with the lead here at the half. 19-11, Miners lead in the girls' basketball district 33 championship game. We'll take a three-minute timeout, come back to the first half stats, Rays analysis of that half. Sioux High girls' basketball down 19-11 in the district final at the Sioux High gym. Back in 3 minutes on 1230 WSOL. We're back here at the Sioux High gym for girls' basketball as the Blue Devils take it on the Nagani Miners. Here at the half, here's the first half stats of the basketball game for the Miners. 6 points in the first half from Aubrey Johnson, 5 from Gretel Johnson, 4 from Kira Waterman in that first half, 3 from Ella Mason, 2 from Teresa Anderson. They were 6 of 7 with the Miners from the charity stripe, 2-point field goals, 5 of 7, 1 of 4 from 3 from the perimeter at the 3-point line. And rebounds, they had 6, 9 turnovers. They had 5 points first quarter, 14 in the second. Foul trouble, Ella Mason with 2 fouls. Claire O'Donnell, 2 fouls. 1 foul for Grace Nardi, Gretel Johnson, and Aubrey Johnson. For Sioux High, Blue Devils in the first half, they were led offensively in that first half by several players with just 2 points, including Liza Fazzari, Bella Smith, Annabelle Fazzari, and Piper Bell. In that first half, free throws, they were 2 of 2 from the charity stripe, 4-11 from 2-point field goal range. Threes, they were 0 of 0. They didn't hit on any threes, and they didn't attempt any either, which is unusual. Rebounds, 7 in the first half for Sioux High. 6 points first quarter, 5 in the second. 9 turnovers in that first half for Sioux High. Blue Devil foul trouble, Izzy DeWilt, 2 fouls, then 4 players with 1. Bella Smith, Danica Bergeron, Annabelle Fazzari, and Piper Bell in that first half of play as the Blue Devils right now have a 15 or down 19-11 here in this one in girls basketball. And Ray Bell rejoins us here, our basketball analyst. Ray, your thoughts? Pretty good, pretty decent. They're not, they're only down by 8, which is a good sign, and at the same time, they got to do what they did the other night, and that is come out and with all guns a-blazing in the third quarter. Different opponent, yes, but down by 8, they cannot let this lead increase against a team like Nagani. But, hey, it's 19-11 at the half. I think a lot of people probably said it would be even larger than that going into this game.
Yeah, You alluded to going through your stats, no three-pointers for Suhai. And here's why. Nagani is playing tight defense. Suhai usually has a down screen. The girl comes out, catches the ball, has time to turn and look, and they set a pick and roll. As soon as that girl's catching the ball in the wing, boom, right there, there's a girl from Nagani right in her face. They're not giving any open shots. I'm sure they've done scouting and realized Bergeron's the one player you don't want to leave open. She has not had a single opportunity. They're right in her grill, and they're basically forcing Suhai to have to drive or backdoor cut. And since they're not a big team, you can play match speed for speed and go for them. So Suhai has got to figure out, ideally, I don't think Nagani can stop Piper Bell when she gets the ball and decides to drive to the basket. So somehow you got to get her the ball easily on the wing, allow her opportunity to drive and dish, or drive and take the ball to the rack herself. And the other thing Suhai need, if they can get some rebounds and get up the floor real quickly, they've shown a better ability in transition at scoring than Nagani has.
19-11 at the break. Nagani leads Suhai. The Scores That Matter scoreboard for you. The District 101 a championship game. Munising at the half, 26-19. They lead the Newberry Indians that game in Newberry, going on in District 101. District 102 will start here in, well, they still have 17 minutes to start that one. That's a 7 p.m. tip at the Harris Call Gym in Rudyard as Brimley takes on Kinross Maplewood Baptist. And don't think that will be a game where Brimley's going to run away from them. Maplewood Baptist has a pretty good record. They handled Pickford with relative ease the other night. Matt Beatty's team, probably a favorite going into that game. And if Brimley wins, he'll be on the corner tomorrow morning as well. Coach's Corner, 11.05 a.m. till noon tomorrow morning from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sioux, Michigan. On the corner, we'll have Dan Lasley and Jerry Harwood from the Sioux AAA Indians. They will join us. And then our second guest will be Matt Beatty of the Brimley Bays. And the Bays beat Kinross Maplewood Baptist tonight. We will take a minute and a half break and come back with the start of the second half of girls basketball. It's 19-11 at the break in the District 33 Championship. Nagani right now with the lead over Suhai on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to the Suhai Gym, District 33 Championship at the break. 19-11, Nagani leads Suhai. We're ready for the start of the second half. It will be Nagani ball moving from left to right as seen on the radio dial. Shooting at the north end basket. 19-11 Miners. Ella Mason will inbound to Aubrey Johnson. Also Grace Nardi out there for the Miners. Callie Ryla and number 22, Madison Peekroll against Bella Smith, Liza Fazari, Danica Bergeron, Izzy DeWilt, and Piper Bell out there for Suhai. Second half underway, third quarter. Nagani ball, Aubrey Johnson. Now they'll get it out to Peekroll. Now back out right wing side, Ryla. Ryla with the ball, Callie Ryla. Ryla dribble drive left hand. Ryla hanging onto the ball up top, defended by Fazari. Now they'll kick it out to Aubrey Johnson. Johnson hands off back to Ryla. Ryla free throw line extended. Nardi, the pass to Peekroll. Good start for Suhai because that's a turnover off of the Miners. Suhai ball.
Yeah, Nagani had a little double stack at the high post. They rolled a girl down low. She was wide open. They weren't even looking at it. Nagani spent all their time going east and west instead of attacking the hoop.
Blue Devils walk the ball up the floor. 7.5 to go in the third quarter of play. 19-11 Nagani. Right wing side on the sideline now. Rolling up top. Piper Bell. That's a bad pass. I'll advise. Turnover. Nagani will walk it up the floor. This is Ella Mason. Mason right wing side. Dribble drive right hand. Odd angle shot over the rim. But the follow. Peekroll. That won't go. Rebound goes to the Miners. They try to hang on. And now Nagani kicks it out. The Nardi. And they'll work from the ball from there. And now they'll kick it back outside. This is going to be Aubrey Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Now Ella Mason. Mason from right to left. Piper Bell defending. Pump fake. Tough shot up and in off the baseline.
Hey, you can't play any better defense than Piper did. You just had say, hey, you got that one.
Lead is 10, 21-11. Nagani with the lead. Suhai walks the ball up the floor. Liza Fazari at the charity stripe. Kicks it back out to Izzy. Izzy now. Bad pass. Wanted a backdoor cutter, but she gets it back. Izzy puts it up with the right hand. That won't go for her. Rebound to Nagani, and they'll bring the ball up the floor. Nardi with the rebound.
Suhai offensively is trying to force it off that first pick and roll. You need to be a little more patient, like Pat talked about in the pregame.
Aubrey Johnson now off to Ella. Ella hanging onto the ball, left wing side on Piper Bell. Tough shot off the rim. Won't fall. Rebound into the hands of Piper Bell. Here come the Blue Devils. in transition as they bring it the other way. Bell up and in for Suhai.
Comes down the right side, across the left, little touch off the glass. Nice shot.
21-13, Suhai with the lead, or Nagani with the lead. Miners up by eight. Aubrey Johnson cross half court as DeWilt will defend. Now left wing side up top. She'll go about a foot outside the perimeter to Peckroll. Peckroll back out. It goes to Ella. Mason now right wing side over to Aubrey. Aubrey Johnson hangs on. Dribble drive left hand around DeWilt. Puts it up short. Rebound. Pump fake up. No good. Rebound. Underneath they battle. We'll get a jump ball or maybe a foul. It is contact.
Mason looks tired out there. She's slow getting back in defense. She just looks like she's laboring a little bit.
Yeah, good point, because she has kind of got lost in the shuffle at times this year, and that does not happen from what I've been able to research on. Officials are conferring here. Nagani is inbounding the ball underneath. Officials now get it sorted, apparently. That's the third foul on Danica Bergeron. Nagani in the inbounds. Mason kicks it over. Right wing side. Aubrey Johnson back to Mason. Right corner for three. Whistle. Travel on Nagani. Suhai ball. Blue Devils down 21-13. They get it back. 5:34 left their quarter.
And right now, one official has both coaches mad at them. They didn't like either of the last two calls.
Now Suhai in the inbounds. Full court press by Nagani. Izzy DeWilt to Piper Bell. Back to Piper. Piper brings it down. 5.5 to go in the third. Devils down by 8. Piper Bell now up top. Now Bell over. It goes to Annika. Annika up high in the post. Turns it over. Bad pass. Picked off. Suhai. Nagani kicks it out to Ryla. Ryla around Bella Smith. Puts it up. Whistle and a foul on Bella. Bella Smith with her second foul, I do believe. Five, make it her third. 5:16 to go here in the third quarter, sending Callie Ryla to the line. 21-13, Nagani. First free throw is good.
Nagani's a very good shooting team, but I'm amazed at how inept their fast break is. That steal, if Suhai makes that same steal, they got three girls flying up the court for a layup, and Nagani didn't have anybody else up there. They did a good job drawing the charge.
Danica back in. Annika Oshelski will leave. Bergeron checking in for Suhai. And to the line will be Callie Ryla. Second one is good. She makes them both. 23-13. Lead is 10 for the Miners. 5:16 to go here in the third. Blue double ball. They'll walk the ball up the floor. Liza. Liza Fazzari with Ella Mason on her. Now Fazzari, right wing side, 2 feet outside the perimeter. Piper Bell, dribble drive left hand, drives the lane. Nice move to the right, up and in.
I think they need to do that more of that. Open up the lane so Piper can drive.
Full court press by the Blue Devils. Nagani gets across half court. They call a carry on the Miners. That's Gretel Johnson, and it will make that Aubrey Johnson. Suhai ball to half court.
And it was a little carry. Suhai was coming up the trapper. Good call by the officials. Good defense by Suhai to force that turnover.
4:50 to go here in the third. 23-15, Blue Devils trailing Nagani. Now a bad pass by Bell. Ill-advised turnover picked up there by Ella Mason. They'll push the ball down. A little hesitation. Right hand shot no good and a foul. She takes it to the rack, and she'll go to the charity stripe.
And that's why she's a good player, because she went in at a bad angle, but she went in drawing the foul, so she's going to get two free throws that you will probably make.
Piper Bell, her first foul of the game, sending Ella Mason to the charity stripe. First free throw is good.
One thing that Ella does an excellent job of is change of speed to get people open. She's not fast. She'll slow people down in a quick little step, then slow, then attack them again.
Gretel Johnson comes in for Ryla. Gretel played a really good second quarter. Second shot, no good. Rebound goes back to Nagani. Up and in for Aubrey Johnson. That's a rebound Suhai has to have in that situation.
Yeah, no ifs, ands, or buts. You are totally correct.
26-15, Nagani with an 11-point lead. Right wing side, Liza. Liza back to the middle of the floor. She kicks it back out. This is Bella. Bella Smith now on the perimeter, now Piper Bell. So stop, step back, three is up off the iron. Rebound goes out of bounds. Suhai ball. Blue Devils will get Annabelle Fazzari back in. Bella Smith will exit. 4:09 to go in the third, 26-15, Nagani. Suhai in the inbounds. Bergeron, Fazari. Fazari now, Annabelle travels. Nagani ball.
Yeah, she knew she could beat the girl, but she just had happy feet and went one step too soon.
4:08 to go in the third quarter, 26-15, as Nagani has the lead over Suhai. And a timeout on the floor. Miners an 11-point lead here in this one at the Suhai Gym. District 33 championship winner moves on to Manistique Monday night at 7 against the winner of Kingsley and Petoskey. Is that game going on in Petoskey tonight? And that should be over, as that was a 5 o'clock tip in P-Town. Kingsley favored going in that game, but they're in Petoskey.
You never know.
You never know. And Petoskey's not a bad team.
No.
Kingsley 17-6 coming in, the number one seed in that District 34 tournament. Did you come to the Senegnis game last night?
No.
I heard that was a heck of a game here in boys basketball against Munising.
Yes. Probably mistake by Munising not calling a timeout when Senegnis went on a big run. And, I mean, one of the things coaching 101 is you call timeouts. You got to do something to change up the thing, change the defense, but he just didn't call a timeout. And on the other hand, Munising started to make a run at St. Ignace. Doug called the timeout, got his troops settled, and then they went on to win.
2 years in a row, Saints into the quarterfinals. They'll go to Gladstone, Doug Engel's hometown, second year in a row, and they'll take on Crystal Falls Forest Park coming up on Tuesday. So good luck to the Saints. Ella Mason across half court. And they're the last of the Mohicans in the EUP of boys basketball left, I believe. And now Aubrey Mason. Now back out to Nardi, back to Ella. Mason directing traffic. Mason gets a screen. She'll drive, put it up. She's trying to take this game over. Up and over the right hand.
And that was smart. They drew the post player out, opened up the lane, and she knows how to use her body and go to the empty spot. And with English on the ball, scored.
28-15. Nagani with the lead. Danica now with the ball. Bergeron up top. Now back out to Piper Bell. Piper now stops, kicks it back out. Danica directing traffic. Whistle on the play. And Suhai gets a foul away from the basketball, and it will be Nagani ball.
I believe that was on Annabelle. I think they said she was moving on the screen. Yes, that's what the call was.
Gretel Johnson on the inbounds. Johnson pushes the ball across half court. Liza's defending. 3:15 to go, third quarter. 28-15. Suhai trailing the Miners in this district championship. Right wing side, Ella Mason stops and pops her three over Bell. Off the iron, rebound goes back to Suhai and Piper. And back come the Blue Devils as they will push the ball down. This is across half court, Piper Bell. Bell now hangs onto the ball, crossover dribble in the lane, kicks it back out to Liza on the perimeter. Now Fazari kicks it back into the backcourt to Piper. Right wing side on the sideline, this is Izzy. DeWild up high in the post. Annabelle had trouble with the ball. She's able to corral it. And now Annabelle Fazari out to Liza. Liza Fazari back in the backcourt, 2:30 and change left third quarter, 28-15. Nagani now up top. Charity stripe, Fazari in and out. And rebound goes to the Miners. Waterman ripped it down. And back come the Miners back the other way as they'll get the ball right wing side to Aubrey Johnson. Johnson at the charity stripe out to Ella Mason. Mason hangs onto the ball. Piper Bell defends. Left wing side, they'll work it back to Ella. Mason kicks it out. Free throw line extended. Now this is Aubrey. Aubrey Johnson with 2:10 left third quarter. 28-15 Miners. Left wing side, that's Johnson for three. No good for Aubrey. Goes out of bounds. Off of Waterman. Suhai ball.
And the Nagani's change up their offense a little bit. They're doing some set plays. They're trying to get Mason some three-point shots. And Suhai's let them get some open looks.
Full court press by the Miners. Suhai now with the ball in the backcourt. Piper Bell will walk the ball up the floor under 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. They'll work it around to Danica. Bergeron with the ball. Bergeron hangs onto it up top. Izzy DeWilt with the ball. DeWilt near the charity stripe. DeWilt hanging onto it, left wing side, looking, needs help. Piper Bell with the ball. Now Bell kicks it back, right wing side, long to DeWilt off the rim. That won't fall, and the rebound goes to Ella Mason and the Miners. They'll push it down. That shot no good for Waterman. The follow, Anderson is there, up and in for Teresa Anderson.
And the fatigue, I think, is setting in too high. They have no rhythm. They're all rushed.
And then she steps out of bounds. Liza Fazari there. You talk about the fatigue setting in. Nagani, there's a method to Mike O'Donnell's madness here, why he extends his bench. We saw a lot of players coming in the first half, and now is why, because we're seeing, as you alluded to, the fatigueness setting in for the Blue Devils down to right now 30-15.
Yeah, and the other thing, they play great half-court defense, and their full-court defense isn't so much to get steals. It's just to wear you down. He runs the bodies in and out. The offensive end, they've got some different looks. Suhai's pretty much has one motion, two motions that they do, and that's it. Nagani's got a motion, and they've got several set plays that they run options off of to get some of their better players scoring opportunities.
One area this young Blue Devil team has struggled when they run into a really good team is offensively, where they only average for the game 20-25 points. They're in that neighborhood right now, only 15 points they've scored in this game. That's where they've really struggled against really good defensive teams like we're seeing tonight.
Yeah, you are totally correct, Dave.
Kira Waterman kicks it back out to Ella Mason. Mason to the ball, left wing side. On that perimeter, she'll rotate back up top at the charity stripe. Kicks it back out to Kira Waterman. Now Teresa Anderson. Anderson hangs on to the ball. They'll work it around. Now left wing side, dribble drive. Nice move, Gretel Johnson over the rim. But Waterman's there, whistling a foul, and Waterman to the line.
And another thing Nagani has done very well is they always have a person on the weak side rebounding spot. That last play, they got it over the left side, cleared the lane for the drive, but they have that girl open on the weak side, and she goes to the foul line.
First free throw for the Miners. Yes, that is good for Waterman. The other area that really wasn't talked about with this Nagani team is their bench, and I've liked Waterman. I think Gretel Johnson's been huge. That's a second shot, no good. The rebound goes to Suhai. Piper Bell in transition. Danica, she's fouled underneath. She'll go to the line.
Yeah, everybody, and they all know their roles. There's no let up in the play. They don't panic. They get drive. They're good at pivoting around, getting to the spots. Very rarely do you see not very good floor balance.
Mike O'Donnell's done a really good job of this program. They won the regional semifinal against Suhai 2 years ago and won a district title when they were in Division II. They bounced between Division II and Division III. I think there were three last year, and they lost here, I believe, in a regional or a quarterfinal against Elk Rapids, as I recall.
I think you're right.
So they're back in two this year, and that shot is up and in for the Blue Devils, as they're able to hit that shot. And now it's going to be Suhai defensively as Nagani brings it down. Gretel Johnson. Johnson swing pass Waterman. Waterman throws it away. Blue Devil ball.
Suhai had a really good press that time, and Nagani struggled to get across half court. The only problem with the press is you got to score to be able to set it up.
Full court press by the Miners. Clock is not running. Now it starts. Cross half court now, 30 seconds left in the quarter. Now left wing side, Piper Bell, and the right hand shot no good off the back iron for Piper. And the rebound goes to the Miners. They'll bring it down, 31-17 the score. And 12 seconds left here in the third quarter, 31-16 I should say. Nagani with a lead, a little crossover dribble. Gretel Johnson puts it up, no good. Rebound, they battle. Gretel Johnson with the rebound for the Miners. Whistle. And she will go to the line.
It was quite the ball handling display there.
1.3 seconds left here, third quarter.
That's a pretty good way to do it. You like to score with not leave the other team any chance to counter back.
Olszewski with three fouls off the back iron for Teresa Anderson, actually, that's at the line for the Miners. Teresa Anderson for Nagani. First free throw, no good. Second one, spins the ball, that's good. For Teresa, and Suhai will heave it up at half court, and Annika, well, short, end of the third quarter, 32-16 the score, as the Blue Devils trail the Negaunee Miners going into the third quarter, or in the fourth quarter of this district final. We'll take a 1 minute timeout, and it's Sioux High 30, or trailing Negaunee 32, and the Blue Devils 16 on 1230 WSOL. We're back at the Sioux High gym. Blue Devils right now on offense, down 32-16. Bella Smith hanging onto the ball. Now Bella. Bella now backpedals. Connects over to Piper Bell. Bell now back up top. Kicks it over to Annika for a three. That's off the iron. No good. And the rebound goes to Negaunee. That was Anderson coming down with it. And now Teresa Anderson to Ella Mason. Mason across half court. Now they kick it back out to Aubrey Johnson. Johnson with the ball. Johnson up top. Now over to the right wing side. They'll work it around to Ella. Now Mason dribble drive left hand. She'll stop whistle on the play. There's a foul on Sioux High. Moose did get us a Kingsley-Petoskey score. The Northmen win in Petoskey in a defensive battle. 31-27, Petoskey over Kingsley in the District 34 championship. So Petoskey punches their ticket for Manistique, where they will take on the winner of this game. Right now looking like Negaunee, but a quarter to go here. Now underneath, what a play off the backside of Annabelle Fazari in the inbounding pass. Ella Mason back to herself, up and in.
Yeah, smart heads-up play. If you're going to gather inbound,
you can't
don't
teach
turn
that.
Your back.
You can't teach that.
No.
Cross half court, Liza with the ball. Fazari, right wing side, up top of the charity stripe. Now it's going to be Annabelle Fazari. Fazari back outside to Danica Bergeron. Bergeron now on the wing. She travels, and it will be Negaunee ball.
Yeah, the Sioux is all out of sorts. Their spacing's not good on offense. Negaunee's defense is definitely dictating the tempo of the game.
6:53 to go here in the fourth, and a 34-16 lead for the Negaunee Miners across half court. Aubrey Johnson, swing pass out. Teresa Anderson stops and pops, and it rattles home.
And there goes how efficient they break the press. Instead of trying a rush layup, they kick it out for the easy set shot.
Now Sioux High brings it down. This is Danica. Danica at the charity stripe. Out to Bella. Bella hands off. This is Liza. Liza back free throw line extended. Annabelle. Annabelle Fazari drives that wing. Now kicks it back out. Long two off the front half for Liza. That won't go. And the rebound goes to Negaunee. Miners will bring the ball down the floor. This is Ella. Ella Mason across half court. Mason right wing side. Now off to Aubrey. Aubrey Johnson now works it around. Nerdy back out to Mason. Stops and pops off the iron. Rebound Sioux High. It's Oshelski on the rebound for Sioux High. And now back come the Blue Devils the other way. Sioux High will bring the ball down to the right wing side. Danica Bergeron. Bergeron kicks it back out up high in the post. Bella Smith. Smith now looks. Smith, couple dribbles. Now stumbles inside. Gets entangled with Waterman. Whistle on the play. Waterman went down. Foul on Kira. Waterman's first.
You know, foul helps Sioux High, but I don't think who they called the foul on. It was, I think it was more Sioux High tripping than a foul.
They actually gave it to Mason, not Waterman.
Yeah.
That's her fourth. Yes, and now this is Fazari. Fazari now will get it back outside. Work the ball over to Izzy DeWilt. DeWilt, crossover dribble up top. Waterman defends. Now this is Oshelski, rotates off a screen. Annika back out, it goes to Bella. Bella hands off to Izzy. Izzy now right wing side. Little hesitation down low, kicks it back out to Bella. Bella now up top. She'll drive a hook shot up and in, and the foul for Bella Smith.
Good
nice
drive.
Play.
Yes, very good drive.
We'll go to the charity stripe. It's 5:15 to go in the fourth, and it is a 36-18 lead of four. Negaunee.
Now, looking ahead to next year, those are plays you got to save and say, this is what you're capable of doing more often. Get her confidence and taking the ball to the hole like that.
Three-point play, no good. It's out the back iron on the free throw. And now cross half court, Negaunee with the ball, left wing sideline. Aubrey Johnson, little baseline runner is short. Rebound in the hands of Sioux High. DeWilt came down with it, and we have a foul on the play. We're 4:59 to go here in the fourth. Sioux High will inbound. Down by 20. Piper Bell will inbound. Danica will leave. Danica Bergeron, one of the seniors on the Sioux High team. Or actually, you know, they got her listed as a junior. My apologies. I think they got a few of these. Yeah, nope, that's right. And now they inbound it, Liza. Liza will bring the ball up the floor. Now Liza pushes it down. Liza puts it up and tried to find DeWilt. It goes out of bounds with 4:51 to go and a 38-18 lead for Negaunee. Sioux High in the inbounds. Blue Devils making the district title game for the sixth time in 7 years. Liza Fazari, hook shot no good for Sioux High as Fazari misses on that one. Rebound goes back to the Miners and they'll bring the ball down as they kick it into the backcourt. This is Aubrey Johnson. Johnson now on the left sideline, Gretel Johnson. Gretel hangs on to it, back it goes to Nardi. Nardi kicks it off to Aubrey Johnson. Aubrey back out to Waterman. Waterman on the sideline, this is Anderson. Anderson back out to Nardi. Nardi hangs on, a little backdoor cutter, nice move up and in, Gretel Johnson.
Yeah, they get you weaving back and forth in their motion, and if you anticipate, they just go backdoor. Smart heads up play.
40-18, the score, Negaunee with a lead with four and change left here in this one. Now it's DeWilt. DeWilt back outside. Now it's Fazari. They haven't given him the 2 points yet. Left wing side, that shot no good. The rebound up and no good, but DeWilt to the line.
Good job by DeWilt. One thing that doesn't show up on the, unless you watch it, is Negaunee does a good job of boxing out all the time. That time, Izzy just beat her person before she could get boxed out.
3:53 to go here in this one. Second foul on Waterman. To the line, Izzy DeWilt, she misses the first one. So shoot another for the Blue Devils, 3:53 left. 38-18, 20-point lead for the Miners. Now 19, DeWilt hits on that one. 38-19, Sioux High trailing Negaunee. Miners walk the ball up the floor. Now Aubrey Johnson, whistle and a travel on Aubrey, 3:45 left. Turnover for the Miners.
One of the few turnovers I think they've had in a while.
Only five in this half.
Yeah, they are very efficient in how they run their offense.
Cross half court, this is Liza. Back out to Izzy. Izzy up top, bad pass. She gets it back, it went off of the Negaunee player, number 22, Peckroll. Now back out to Piper. Piper, now Annika. Annika to Bella. Bella at the three-point line. She'll drive the left lane, put up right hand, tough shot up and in.
And see, they don't play her. That's open a lot. I'm glad Bella's starting to take that so she can get some confidence.
38-21 Negaunee with three and change left here in this one. They kick it across half court. This is over to Gretel Johnson. Johnson now back out to Aubrey. Aubrey Johnson will hang on to the ball. Under 3 minutes to go here in this one. 38-21 Sioux High trailing Negaunee. Miners will move on to play Petoskey Monday night in Manistique at 7. That shot over the rim, no good, in the Regional 9 semifinals. 2:46 to go here in the fourth. Negaunee will be just as much of a heavy favorite in that game as they have been in this one. Ray and I have seen both Petoskey and Negaunee this year, and I'd say about the same. They would probably be a heavy favorite into that game.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, for Petoskey to win, they've got a slow down game, get the ball inside to the bigs. That's the one advantage they have. They have bigs. But I can also see Negaunee trailing early, but I can see Negaunee just wearing down Petoskey and making it more of a game of the full length of the court.
Timeout on the floor, 38-21, Negaunee with the lead. But the big thing for me too, Ray, is, and we talked about it briefly a couple times, we didn't really, you know, Mike O'Donnell kind of, you know, teased it a little bit when he has had interviews. He's had many, of course, when a good team has TV stations show up.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, you know, their biggest thing this year as opposed to other years is their depth. And we saw that tonight. And like you said, Sioux High ran out of gas was one of the main reasons here tonight. And a lot of it was he was extending his bench 7-8, 7-8 in that first half. that really plays the game later as you go.
Yeah, 1 year I won a district title with my four bench players and one starter on the floor.
Left wing side, Peckroll with the ball, defended by DeWilt. 2.5 left in this one. Nagani will move on and win a district title. It will be their third straight. Two in the last 3 years in Division II. They beat Suhai in the regional semis, if you recall, 2 years ago. And went down to Gaylord and I think played Ludington in the regional final. Ludington or Cadillac, as I recall. And there's a turnover as Nagani turns the ball over to Oshalski. Now Piper Bell, 2 minutes to go. Piper hanging out of the ball. Now up high, Bell tries to find Liza, does reach and foul on the Miners with 1:58 to go.
And actually, the girl that fouled, at this point in time, you really don't need a foul. The clock is the enemy. If you get beat, let her go by. Let the clock keep running if you're...
Suhai in the inbounds. They'll work the ball down. Aubrey Johnson with the foul for the Miners.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And a whistle on the play.
Piper shoved the girl off.
Yeah,
so
there's an offensive foul on Piper Bell. It's her third. And Nagani will get the ball back. Piper Bell will leave. And Abby Kabelman will come in as Pat Bennon will start extending his bench here and getting some players into the game. He'll probably do a few more here. The next whistle. Now cross half court. Nagani pushes the ball down the floor. Miners get the ball to Aubrey Johnson. Johnson kicks it back outside to Ella Mason. Minute 40 to go in the fourth. 38-21 Nagani. And they'll win the district championship here in the Sioux in District 33. They'll play Petoskey Monday night at 7 and Manistique in the Regional 9 semifinals in Division 2. And now Ella Mason hand-checking Annika. She stumbles on the play and a travel on Ella Mason.
And the Nagani coach is upset, but Mason tried to draw the foul. She forced herself into the turnover.
I'm surprised he hasn't gone to his bench and let his starters come out of the game yet, Ray.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're up.
There's really no reason to have them out there. You know, bad things can happen when you extend this.
I've seen bad things happen to teams that.
When Ella went down there, that's an example. She could get hurt and you're in trouble, you know, Monday night in Manistique. I mean, I'm surprised he has not, you know, basically, you know, exceeded here and just said, okay, we're going, conceded as far as we know we're going to win the game. And now Sam Grosset kicks it back outside. He has basically his regular rotation out there, and I'm surprised by that. Now Annika up, no good. Rebound goes to Nagani. It's Ella Mason with the rebound. Whistle on the play. And a foul on Suhai. With 54.1 seconds to go here in this one, a 38-21 lead for the Nagani Miners. Miners will inbound the ball. Here at the Suhai Gym, Dave Watson and Ray Bell for girls basketball. The Moose, Mark Santangelo, working our variable resistors tonight as our broadcast engineer. Cross half court, Ella Mason. Kicks it off to Gretel Johnson, back out to Aubrey, 40 seconds left. Now Aubrey backpedals to half court. They'll get the ball and they will run the clock out as much as they can. I think Suhai's not going to foul. So this will be the ball game right here as Suhai's season will come to an end, but come to an end against one of the best teams in the state of Michigan in the as well, number one ranked team in Class A, B, and C in the All-UPs, All-UP poll. I have my UP sports writers, sportscasters meeting April 1st. I think Ella Mason will be on that dream team. Just a hasten to guess. They'll run the clock out, and Nagani will win the District 33 championship over Suhai. Blue Devils fall to a very good Miners team, but a valiant effort here tonight. Nagani just a much better team, and Suhai battled them for, you know, as well as they could. They're a young, inexperienced team, and they're taking on a veteran team that's going back to their third straight regional championship, regional semifinal, and they were just, the deck was stacked against them tonight. We all knew it, but a valiant effort by Suhai. Ray, your final thoughts.
The thing that Suhai did the best, they had the best press, but one thing with a veteran team is you can add more and more to like your offense. When you got a younger team, you're just working on that motion offense and maybe a few variations off it. You can tell their experience because they have a motion offense. They've got several set plays that run off of it. And you can only do that with veteran players as you add stuff on because they've been in the system for a while. Great effort by Suhai. You got two freshmen that this is like a master's class in basketball, what they learned here today. And the future looks good for Suhai. Now you just got to, hey, we lost this game, start working for next year.
It's a building block, and you have two freshmen, like you said, that have district championship game experience, and they played mm-hmm. quite a bit in this game. They're key clogs to your team. And the other part of it is just a tip of the cap to the Suhai senior leadership to get them to this game.
Yes.
I mean, it was a roller coaster season for them, you know, and it's always tough coming off a dominant team. You heard it. You go to coffee downtown and you hear, wow, they should be good again. And I'm like, well, no, they lost players that are in Division II college basketball, Claire Erickson, Kenzie Bell, and three college basketball players. You throw in Laura Interrebner playing D3 ball.
Yep.
And, you know, they just had a nucleus there, just a juggernaut, and they all graduated. And you're replacing it with two freshmen that play a lot, and you're asking, you and I talked about this how many times, you're asking players that were bench players for last year to play key roles now. That's an adjustment.
Oh, that's a huge adjustment.
It took a while, but they did get there. And
yes.
The fact that they got to this game just speaks volumes of the, and again, I'm, you know, Pat Bennett's one of my best friends. He's him and I go back a long time, and yes, I'll throw out the bias. He's one of the best coaches, I think, in UP basketball.
Yeah, he's okay.
This year is an example of that.
Yes.
To get to this game. And, of course, he won't take any of the credit. He never does. And he had to change his coaching staff this year. Scott Menard came on. I thought that was a great move to bring Scott on, a veteran coach that's been around. He took a back seat and kind of just was there to help. Having Heather Hopkins, of course, has done a tremendous job with the JV program. You know, and there was a lot of moving parts, and people don't realize he lost his assistant coach in Jimmy Bennett. He had to make a change there, and his nucleus was different. He had a lot of different plates in the air this year. He handled it well, and the kids responded. And it shows as well that how much I think they respect him, because the way they came out in the second half was an embodiment of them listening to him and the message being sent.
Yeah, I mean, Pat's teams always play great defense, and they always play hard. I can only think of one time I've seen a Pat Bennett team look terrible, and that was a few years ago. But other than that, they always play hard. They always get better. And probably some of his best coaching jobs have been with his least amount of talent.
And he said at the start of the year, and I don't think he BS's when he says this, he said, I'm looking forward to this year more than last year, because of the pressure of last year, you know, and
yes.
all that. He said, now I can get back to teaching the game. And he loves that, you know, that tells you, well, you know, he's a coach's coach, you know, because he loves to teach the game. He loves the development process and building to what he saw to get to a district final here tonight.
Yeah, I won three districts. District number two was the least enjoyable because I had a majority of the team back mm-hmm. that went to the quarterfinals.
Water cooler talk.
Yes.
At Baymart.
Yes. Yeah. And it was just a relief mm-hmm. to win that district title. The third one I won was enjoyable. I mean, we weren't necessarily, I mean, we actually had Hana come that year, but, I mean, it was a good group of kids. But, yeah, I understand doing the pressure because no matter what you do, they've always got a better way to do it.
Partner, this will do it for us. I appreciate you all season long. Of course, you're our Swiss Army knife. You even did a hockey game with me a few weeks ago, which I really needed with the voices. You know, I had a little throat thing going on there that I battled through most of the playoffs here, but I appreciate that. And, of course, you've been with us for all the basketball games as much as possible. Even did a doubleheader on your birthday. You went up the hill with the Moose and did Laker basketball. But we certainly appreciate it and the high level analyzing you bring to the table, and look forward to next year.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed doing games with you. I think we have a very nice fit of how we go back and forth, and similar thoughts and a lot of things that we don't necessarily discuss on the air, but. It's fun doing games with you.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it, Ray, and thanks again. That's Ray Bell, our basketball analyst here on 1230 WSOL. Post-game show coming up. We'll take a three-minute break. We'll have the final stats. Coach Bennett will come up for his post-game interview. and much more on the way here for the Sioux High Gym in our postgame show. Blue Devils fall to the Nagani Miners. The final score, Nagani 38, Sioux High 21. Back in 3 minutes as our postgame show will start now on 1230 WSOO. And we're back here at the Sioux High Gym and girls basketball. Blue Devils fall by a score of 38-21 to the Nagani Miners. A very good Nagani team here tonight as the Miners knock off the Sioux High Blue Devils by that score of 38-21. And they will take on the Petoskey Northmen coming up here in the next game in the regional semifinals. And that will be coming up on Monday night in Manistique in Division II girls basketball. Coach Bennin joins us now. And, Pat, well, you know, we saw how good Nagani is. I thought the kids gave a valiant effort here as long as they could. And I thought one of the things was their depth. I mean, it looked like we ran out of gas there, you know, as the game went on. But, you know, a valiant effort. They certainly gave it their best shot here tonight against one of the best teams that they've seen.
They did. And, you know, I thought defensively, if you would have told me we'd hold them to 38, I would have said, hey, we're going to be in it. We got a fighter's chance. Unfortunately, in a lot, like a lot of big games, we just struggled scoring the basketball. You know, and you can't score, I don't know, 21, 22 points and expect to win. Hats off to Nagani. They play outstanding defense. I thought, you know, early on we missed four or five critical layups. When we actually had them on the rope, you know, it was 6-5, and we missed three or four opportunities to maybe extend that lead. And you know, you just can't, with a team like that, you can't pass up opportunities. And unfortunately, we did tonight. But, you know, as I told the kids in the locker room, I'm proud of what they've accomplished this year. They, you know, they did a lot more than what we thought they'd ever do. And you know, for the seniors, it's always a hard locker room. It's a hard locker room for anyone at that point. But you know, I'm proud of all four of them: Lexi, Abby, Izzy, Liza. They've been a tremendous part of this program.
Well, and you have four seniors, like you mentioned, here on this team, and Izzy DeWilt on this team. Liza Fazari has, of course, a tremendous player she's been for you this year, and then Abby Cableman, you know, in that mix as well, Lexi Landis as well, and for you. And these are kids that were with you through, you know, last year's really good team, and a few of them gave you good roles, and then this year they stepped up in leadership roles, and we saw it, you know, as the season went on, and they really did a nice job.
Yeah, they did, and you know, they again exceeded expectations. But you know, this is hard. I mean, we haven't had to have this conversation at a district final in a while.
Nope.
But you know, and that's what I told the young kids. I'm proud of that. I thought Bella, in the last few minutes, gained some confidence. Piper's going to be good. She really is, and she's going to develop into that. And you could say whatever you want. She did a heck of a job on Mason all night long and stayed with her and bothered her. And, you know, she's going to be a good player. But as I told the young kids, there's things we got. Let that feeling. I don't want to hand out the trophy on my court again to another team. So have that feeling. Leave that. Burn that back into your mind. Use that as motivation this summer to get in that weight room, to get shots up, to put some time in this summer, and good things will happen. There's a great nucleus here. Those seniors left a real strong foundation of how this has to be done and how you come prepared every day. And, you know, I'm super proud of this team. It's always tough to lose. You know, I like to remember the Wednesday game when we were in the locker room throwing water around and jumping up and down. But, you know, you always have these ones, and it's tough. But, hey, you know, life goes on. The sun's going to come up. And like I told those four seniors, it's not easy playing 4 years. It's not easy playing 4 years for me. I get it. I get it. I understand it. But I said, when you do it, you're going to be better for it. And, you know, I'll do anything for those kids. They go to the war for you every night.
Well, Pat, we haven't had this conversation, like you said, in a while, but great job this year. This was a fun one because, like you said, nobody counted us to be in this situation, to be even in this game. We figured that, you know, this game would be played in Nagani. I think a lot of people felt that, and your kids proved them wrong and made it to this game and also pushed one of the best teams in the state for a while, probably more than they have been pushed since Ishpeming.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and that's what I told them in the locker room at halftime. I'm like, hey, if we can get it in, keep it close to the last 4 minutes. They haven't played a tight game. I'm not sure they'll know what to do. We just unfortunately couldn't get over the top at critical points. And, you know, give them credit. They hit big shots when they needed to, and they brought some kids off the bench, some young kids that stepped up and hit shots. We'll be, you know, it's tough. It's fun. You know, that's part of this job. You learn, you take the good with the bad. But, you know, at the end of the day, you look at the whole work of the season, and I'm very proud of what we accomplished this year.
Well, I'm already looking forward to next year. Thanks for all the thanks for all.
I'm going to take a little break.
Are you
going to
take a little break?
Yeah, I'll take at least a week, and then we'll be back.
Go down to Florida, see Mom and Dad.
I don't know if I'm going to get there. I don't have the life of watching. You can't say the life of Bennett anymore. But Dave, I do want to say one thing. I say it every time when this is over. You are one great guy for coming and supporting all our athletes, from hockey to baseball, the softball, the football, the girls and boys basketball. You're a tremendous ambassador of this. Ray does a great job, and I'm so happy to have you as a friend and as a radio commentator to work with as an athletic director. You're nothing but the best, and you know what? I hope we get to do this for a lot longer.
Yeah, I hope so too. Thanks again for everything, Pat. Pat Bennett, Sioux High Girls Basketball Head Coach, as he and the Blue Devils fall here to the Negaunee Miners. 38-21, the final score of the District 33 championship game here tonight, as the Blue Devils fall to one of the best teams in the state of Michigan in girls basketball here tonight. Reminder, Coach's Corner tomorrow morning from Applebee's, 11.05 a.m. to Luna. I'll have the scores that matter at the top of the show. Jerry Harwood and Dan Lasley will stop by for the Sioux AAA Indians hockey team. They finished the season last week at the state tournament in Taylor. Second guest, Matt Bathey of the Brimley Bays girls basketball team. If they beat Maplewood Baptist from Kinross tonight, and then we'll have Matt on the score or on the corner tomorrow morning as well. All that this week in high school sports and what's on deck coming up on Coach's Corner tomorrow morning. We will take a 2-minute timeout. Prop Impact Player of the Game coming up. And, of course, our season-ending comments, as we'll be back in 2 minutes. Sioux High girls basketball falls to Negaunee in the District 33 championship game, 38-21 on 1230 WSOO. Blue Devil girls basketball falls to the Negaunee Miners 38-31 here tonight, or 38-21 at the District 33 championship game at the Sioux High Gym. Negaunee 38 and the Sioux High Blue Devils 21. Negaunee moves on to play Petoskey in the Region 9 semifinals in Manistique at 7 o'clock coming up on Monday night. Time for the Prof Impact Player of the Game, brought to you by Prof Sports at podcast.1230wsol.com. All our archived Blue Devil broadcasts at Coach's Corners, produced and delivered by yours truly, can be heard at Prof Sports at podcast.1230wsol.com. Well, our Prof Impact Player of the Game tonight, we will go with Ella Mason. She showed why she's one of the best players here in the state, just being a leader and, of course, facilitating the basketball. Didn't have a lot of points. A lot of that, I think, was due to Sioux High defense. But Ella Mason with a tremendous job here tonight. All-time leading scorer now for Negaunee girls basketball. Ella Mason is our Prof Impact Player of the Game. Time for our season-ending comments. I like to do this, the final broadcast of each sport I do, and give some thank yous and acknowledgments out as well, with this being our final girls basketball broadcast of the season. Time for some thank yous and acknowledgments. Thanks to Sioux High Athletic Director and girls basketball head coach Pat Bennett for giving us interviews before and after games and appearing on Coach's Corners as well. To the road athletic directors and venues we have visited for girls basketball, St. Ignace, Petoskey, Brimley, and Alpena, for the course of the season. To our friends at WNBY, thanks for lending your broadcast to us for boys basketball, of course, this year, and girls basketball. And to Mike Grisdale in Sheboygan, as he lent us their broadcast of WCBY's coverage of Sioux High Sheboygan girls basketball this season as well. Matt Pocket for filling in for me when I needed it, and I needed it a little bit. My schedule gets a little hectic with my main job, and Matt each time has made sure that he was around, not on the road like he is for Laker hockey, and he's always been good for filling in for about four or five games during the course of the winter here this year, and I appreciate Matt for pinch hitting for me and also handling all the broadcast engineer scheduling of the what turns into a zoo of all the games that we have during the course of the year. And for the Moose, Mark Sanangelo, for taking care of any paperwork that needs to be done, and anything of that nature. We appreciate that for our postseason broadcast this year and throughout the course of the seasons. Ray Beller, basketball analyst. Ray does the bulk of our broadcast with us, and he's the Swiss Army knife. Very valuable, even does hockey and football when we ask. We appreciate Ray for, of course, lending his expertise all season long. Coral Howe, Sovereign Communications Chief Engineer. Mike Spooler, our IT Director for Sovereign Communications. Coral makes sure all our equipment stays in tip-top shape. Spools makes sure our audio on-air audio quality is at a high level. They are the best in the business. We appreciate all they do. Broadcast engineers Frank Bossette, Walter Anderson, Tiffany Stratton, Boo Hibbard, Matt Pocket, and tonight the Moose, Mark San Angelo. We appreciate all them throughout the course of the year for helping us as well. And, of course, in our broadcast coverage here on the air. And they're the behind-the-scenes people, and without them we could not do it. To the Suhai girls basketball seniors, and they are as follows. There's four of them. We wish them the best in their future endeavors, and includes Abby Cableman, Izzy DeWilt, Lexi Landis, and Liza Fazari. And we saw the senior leadership come through the other night to help get this team to this game in this district championship when they were down by 11 in a big turn of events in the second half, and Liza Fazari led the way with great senior leadership. We wish all four ladies the best in their future endeavors as well. To our advertisers of Blue Devil Athletics here at 1230 WSOO, the official radio home of Suhai Athletics, they are as follows, and they are with us, folks, for football, girls and boys basketball, hockey, girls and boys softball, or rather girls softball and boys baseball as well. We cover all the major sports on this radio station. We just don't jump on one bandwagon. We do them all. And we do all the major ones and all the ones that Suhai would like on the air. And we, of course, have a great partnership with Suhai, from Amy Kronemeyer, superintendent, to athletic director Pat Bennett, to the coaches on down. And here are the fine businesses that, of course, help us out and are our clients here for Suhai Sports. Without them, we couldn't do it. Hunt Maintenance, All-in-One Fitness Center, Tri-County Building Center, Island Books and Crafts, Madigan Pingator Insurance, Gaylord Thompson, Central Savings Bank, Anytime Towing, O'Connor's, Reed Metals, and Skinner's of Pickford. And we appreciate those folks for, of course, being our advertisers throughout the course of the season here on the official radio home of Suhai Athletics here on Radio Sioux. Detroit Red Wing Hockey will be coming up as the Wings, they need to snap that losing streak. They want to make the playoffs. It's at 3. They'll play Arizona. That's coming up around 9 o'clock tonight from the desert, as they'll take on the Arizona Coyotes in action tonight here on 1230 WSOO. You have been listening to Suhai Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics here on 1230 WSOO. We'll get to our Scores That Matter scoreboard here before we leave. And let's start with Munising has won in Division 4, 47-40, as they beat Newberry. So they will play in Brimley in a regional semifinal at the Parker Gym on Monday night. Petoskey in Division 2 beat Kingsley 31-27. Northman will play this Nagani team in Manistique at 7 in the Region 9 Division 2 regional semifinals. And that will be coming up on Monday. Petoskey 31-27 over Kingsley as well. And the aforementioned Brimley Bays are trailing Kinross Maplewood Baptist. That would be a huge win for Maplewood Baptist. That's a good Maplewood Baptist team that is 19-3. And right now they lead the EUP Conference regular season champion Brimley Bays 22-14 at the start of the third quarter there. I thank the Moose for getting all those scores and tracking them all night long for us here for our broadcast. So you have been listening, as I said, to Suhai Girls Basketball on the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics, 1230 WSOO. For my partner, Ray Bell, tonight's broadcast engineer, the Moose, Mark San Angelo. I'm Dave Watson. Final score in the District 33 championship game in Division 2, the Nagani Miners 38 and the Suhai Blue Devils 21. Good luck to Nagani against Petoskey on Monday night. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.